What's up, everybody? It's Brandon again, and I'm just a light-skinned guy who likes to talk about sports. And this time, I want to talk about playoffs, man, specifically in the NFC. So, it's almost Thanksgiving, and every time Thanksgiving passes, you got to talk playoff and playoff seeding. And currently, right now, as it stands, Dallas is the number one seed, Dallas and Seattle. They will have the buys as of today. And the division leaders are the third seed, the Detroit Lions, and the fourth seed is the Atlanta Falcons, followed by the two wild cards, and then both in the NFC East will be my New York Giants and the Washington Redskins. So, that would be the seeding if the playoffs started today. Now, I want to look at the NFC South as it is right now. Atlanta is 6-4. The Panthers are 4-6. The Saints are also 4-6. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are 5-5. They are currently in the second spot. So, I'm looking at this schedule right now, man. And believe it or not, as a Saints fan, there's still hope, man. There's still a lot to believe in. And I'm just going to read this schedule that they have left. The Falcons, this Sunday, they have the Arizona Cardinals at home. They go to Kansas City. They have the Rams at home. They have the 49ers, the Panthers, and the Saints. Now, to be honest with you, I'm just speculating. I hope they lose this Sunday to Arizona. I think they're going to lose to Kansas City. They're going to get the Rams, and they're going to get the Niners. I hope they lose to Carolina, and I hope the Saints beat them in their last game. But that last game is going to be something to watch because that is the last game ever in the Georgia Dome. So if the Saints do what I think they can do, that game is going to be epic. And that would be a great accomplishment to close that stadium down in a W as a Saints fan, to close the Georgia Dome in a win. So just keep a lookout for that game. Week 17 is going to be a big matchup. But I want to read the Tampa Bay Buccaneers schedule right fast. This Sunday, they have the Seahawks. I think that's a loss. They have San Diego. I think they don't get that one either. They don't get the Chargers. I think the Chargers go ahead and beat them right there. And they have the Saints, followed by Cowboys. Now, the Saints usually split with Tampa Bay every year. But being the fact that the Saints are still in the playoff race, I believe that the Saints will actually sweep the Bucs this year. So, down the stretch, I actually have Tampa Bay going 0-5. That's a little harsh, but their schedule is very brutal. Let me read it to you again. They got Seattle, San Diego, the Saints, the Cowboys, the Saints again, and the Panthers to close out the season. I don't think they win again this year. I really don't. That's very mean, but I just don't see it. If they do, then it probably be week 16 against the Saints. That's when they get a win. But we'll see. We'll see. And Carolina, man, their schedule is brutal as well. They actually got the Raiders this Sunday. Ugh, I don't see them winning that game. Then they got Seattle. Now, they always play the Panthers. They always play the Seahawks very good. That is like the new version of the Steelers and Ravens. That game right there, that game is the truth. I was a little shocked by the playoff result, how they just blew. They steamrolled the Seahawks in the playoffs. But I think Seattle, they're going to have it on their mind. And I think that's going to be a game to watch. That's actually next week. I actually had the Panthers losing that game. And they get San Diego and Washington. I think they split those two. I think they get San Diego. And I think they win. I think they lose against the Redskins. I'm sorry. I think the Redskins got something to play for, man. You know, even though they're in the same division as my Giants, I think they're going to have to win that game to keep up with the rest of the division. And they also have the Falcons and Tampa Bay after that. I think they actually close out the season going 3-3, which make their record 7-9. I don't think that's good enough for the playoffs. So, it all comes down to the Saints and Falcons, man. I have the Saints going, believe it or not, 4-2 down the stretch. They have the Rams this weekend. Now, if they don't win this game Sunday, Then that's a wrap on the season. You have to beat the Rams this Sunday. Plain and simple. You have the Rams Sunday and you have the Lions. Now, the Lions is a bit of a hard game, but Drew Brees is at home. I'm hoping the good number 9 shows up. You know what I'm saying. Now, Tampa Bay and Arizona. Man, like I said, the Saints always split with Tampa Bay, but this year I'm going to need them to split, man. I'm very concerned about this Arizona game. I can't even lie. Arizona, that's a tough place to play in, man. They have, since 2011, they have the most false start penalties by opposing teams. So that means that crowd gets into it, man. And the Saints fans should know because they were there last year in week one and they came away with the L. So I'm very concerned about this Cardinals game, man. I hope they can pull it out. But I have them sweeping the Bucks, and like I said, that Atlanta game, I believe that game will determine the division winner. If they win that game in the Georgia Dome, my God, man, that would be so sweet as a Saints fan. But you got to take care of business first. Let's beat the Rams, let's beat Detroit, and let's see what happens, man, because, 4-6, bro. You dug yourself into the hole. I really believe that Thursday night game was pivotal. That was huge. I didn't really mind them losing to the Broncos because that's the defending Super Bowl champs. They won on a fluke play, but, that's an AFC team. So, it don't really hurt you as bad. But you see that division game against Carolina. You kind of need that one, man. And then that was a bye week on the Falcons. So you could have been tied in the loss column with the Falcons. And you probably could have put Carolina out of their misery for the season if you had beat them. But it is what it is. I'm not going to dwell on the past. But I actually have the Falcons going 8-8 for the season. I have the Saints at 8-8. I have the Panthers at 7-9. And I have the Bucks at 5-11. So we'll see. I'll revisit this conversation when the playoffs is over, and let's see if I'm right. But the South is gonna be very interesting going forward. And okay, I want to talk about the NFC East. The past couple years has been called the NFC Least, and right now it's the only division in football that currently has no team with a losing record. So, man. These teams are really balling this year. Lord knows I hate the Eagles with a passion and the Cowboys, but I actually like when the Cowboys are good because that means the Giants can stay under the radar. As a Giants fan, I love that. See, when teams pick my Giants to actually win games, that's when I get concerned because that's when they go to feeling themselves and they don't live up to expectations. But when there's a team in the division that's actually better than them and they're looking up in the standings, that's when the Giants, that's when they play their best. If you recall in 2007 when they won their first Super Bowl, the Giants went 10-6 and they were a wild card team. They won those 3 straight games on the road to win the Super Bowl. And the Cowboys went 13-3. That divisional round, they went in Dallas. They took care of business. So, 07, this kind of remind me of 07 a little bit, man. I have a lot of reason to be optimistic. They're 7-3 right now, and they got a game against the Browns this Sunday. I don't want to jinx it. I'm going to just go ahead and see. I'm not going to predict anything. But they got the Browns, they got the Steelers, and the Cowboys. Man, if Washington can take care of their business on Thanksgiving Day, and the Giants do what they've been doing the last few weeks and keep winning, man, that Sunday night game against the Cowboys is going to be very epic. So, we'll see how that go. And, I got to look out for the Lions, man. I can't even front. The Lions, they making me nervous because they're a team, they win ugly. They kind of remind me of the Giants a little bit. They win ugly. They don't care what the score is through 3 quarters. If they're still in it in the fourth quarter, Matthew Stafford will find a way to get that team to a W. So, the way the Saints play, when they play them boys in the dome, I don't know. We're going to be on the edge of our seats in 2 weeks. I know that for that finish, the way those two teams play. But I would love for the Saints to actually get to the playoffs, man. The Saints and Giants, bro. That would be a great playoff dream, and I would be there. I don't care what city. If they're in New York, I'll go. I'll find a way to get there. But everybody is talking about Seattle. Seattle this, Seattle that. But every team has its flaws. The Cowboys, their defense is still suspect, but at the same time, you know, Dak and Zeke, they're handling their business, so they're keeping that team off the field. And the Seahawks, they're flawed. They can't run the ball. They have no running back. Their defense is very formidable, but Russell can't do it all on himself. You saw that game in the Super Dome this year, and they need a running game to complement Russ. So, right now, Detroit, they just went ugly. They went ugly games. They're very vulnerable, but they went ugly. So, we'll circle the Lions a little later. The Falcons, man, they just can't be trusted regardless. 1 week, they're looking like a Super Bowl contender. The next week, they'll lay an egg. And their defense is terrible. I can't even front. I can't even name their cornerback. Like, they are terrible. But I'm a Saints fan. Of course, I'm going to be negative about the Falcons. And my Giants. Let's get on my Giants. We can't run the ball either, man. They're getting better. These last 2 weeks, they look a little better. But that offensive line is scaring me. And Eli is making bonehead plays. He kind of reminds me of a rookie. He's making rookie mistakes. It's like, yo, you're a two-time winning MVP. You shouldn't be making those plays. He is making plays out there that Carson Wentz would make. So he's scaring me a little bit, but the way that defense is playing, there's room for optimism. So we'll see how that goes as a Giants fan. But we'll see, man. The playoffs will be very interesting. And Green Bay, let me get on Green Bay. What the hell is wrong with the Cheeseheads? My God. They look like the Saints up north. They can't run the ball. They can't stay healthy. Their defense is terrible. I mean, what's up, man? That's my sister's favorite team right there. I'm going to throw her a little shout out. What's up, Tina? What's wrong with your cheese heads, baby? What's up? Can they find somebody to play cornerback in that secondary, please? Let's go ahead on over to the AFC side, man. As currently stands right now, Oakland would be the number one seed, and New England would be the two seed. Everybody just love talking about the Patriots. Man, come on. They good, but I really like this Oakland team. I really do. They probably a year away. It's not their year yet, but if somebody can knock off the Patriots, it probably would be the Raiders, man. It probably would be those guys. But go to the 3-seed as it stands right now. It'd be the whack-ass Texans. Those dudes. To be honest with you, I really think the Colts will win that division. I think the Colts will get there. They will find a way to win that division. And I think they'll get that 3-seed. Right now, currently fourth, is the Baltimore Ravens. But I think the Steelers is going to win that division. I think they're going to find a way to get better. They look awful defensively, first off, but yeah, I think they're still a team to beat in the AFC North. And the AFC North, man, Jesus Christ, what's wrong with that division this year? That division is full of nobodies. Man, what happened to the Bengals? They're 3-6-1. I actually picked them to make the Super Bowl this year. How dumb do I look right now? I thought it was going to be the Seahawks and Bengals. Jesus, I was wrong right there. And currently right now, the wild cards are the Chiefs and the Broncos. To be honest with you, in the AFC, the team to beat to me are the Raiders and the Broncos. Just watch out for those two teams, man. The Broncos, that defense, I don't care if they can't stop the run. You can't throw on them boys. And if you can't throw on them, yeah, try your luck playoff time against Von Miller and those boys. So, team to beat to me, still Denver in the AFC. And watch out for those Raiders, man. But we'll see how this chart pans out over the next couple weeks. You know, Thanksgiving is always the time where you first look at playoff seedings in the NFL. So we'll revisit it when it's over with, and let me know what y'all think. Holla at me.